Blog Talk Radio.
Your Destiny, Your Best broadcast. Host, Arnista Thomas. Welcome. And today, the word of the Lord, our key verse for today comes again out of Isaiah 39th chapter. This is the 8th verse, and this reading is from the NIV. It says, "The word of the Lord you have spoken is good." Hezekiah replied, "For he thought there will be purity in my lifetime." Our subject today is what we say and do matter. We're going to get right into our lesson today. We know we already had a series of about 4 lessons focusing on our foundation scripture, which is Isaiah 39. We first talked about who am I. We talked about prayer changes things. We talked about shut up. And today our subject matter is what we say and do matter. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for being so good to us and how you kept us from last week to this week, oh God, and all that you have done before. We just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless this broadcast today. Help me, go before me, Holy Spirit. Let me speak with clarity. Give me some insight, oh God, your word, the truth of your word, so that your word is help somebody. And as always, it helps me too. So we just thank you and praise you and for all your blessings. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, again, our subject is what we say and do matters. We read the key verse. And just a little highlight before we get into the lesson and why it's titled What We Say and Do Matters, based on our key verse, when just for a little refresher, remember the messengers visit King Hezekiah from Babylon. They heard he was sick and got well. And when they came to see him, he showed them everything that he had. There wasn't anything in his treasure that he did not show the Babylonians. They left. Prophet Isaiah went to see him and asked him, "What did you do and who were these men and where were they from?" And King Hezekiah told him everything. And that's when he gave King Hezekiah a word that everything, that a time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. So we know that King Hezekiah, he was the king of Judea. And what he was saying is that nothing will be left, says the Lord. Even your descendants, those from your bloodline, they will be carried away and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. And eunuchs, they were the ones, the men were the ones that watched over the harem of the king. And they were castrated. They were castrated, okay? And this was the word of the Lord. Therefore, what King Hezekiah said was, verse 8, our key verse, he said, the word of the Lord you have spoken is good. So that's what he was telling the prophet Isaiah, that the word that you have spoken is good, because he know he is the man of God, okay? But he thought, there will be peace and security in my lifetime. So I come to the conclusion that he put his people up under the bus. Well, oh well, so what? Nothing else I can do about it. And also, to get a better understanding of his attitude, because he was full of pride, even though he was the second most godly king in Judah. He was the second, and he had done a lot, okay? Therefore, he started out very well, and it says here, we can find out more information about King Hezekiah when we look at other books of the Bible. So I'm right now, I'm in 2 Chronicles 32nd chapter, and it gives a summary. It says, my heading says, and this is the New King James Version, it says Hezekiah humbles himself. So it gives like a little synopsis of when he was sick and he was near death, how he prayed to the Lord. The Lord heard his cry. He even gave him a sign. But here in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 25th verse, it says, but Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him, for his heart was lifted up. And God wasn't pleased with that. So Hezekiah, he did humble himself for the pride that he presented. And it says, so because he humbled himself, that's why God did not allow his kingdom to be carried away during his time. Okay? And I don't see where it says, because I did some reading, and I don't see where he said, oh, I'm sorry that this wrath will come upon the nation after I'm gone. I don't see any remorse for that. But what the scripture went on to say, and this gives us more of an idea of how he was consumed with himself. It says, the scripture says, still in 2 Chronicles here, the 27th verse, 32nd chapter, 27th verse. Hezekiah had very great riches and honor, and he made himself treasures for silver, for gold, precious stones, spices, shields. He had all kinds of desirable items. He had storehouses for the harvest of grain, wine, and oil, stalls of all kinds for his livestock, his flock. He provided cities for himself, possession of flocks and herd, everything. He had an abundance. So this is an idea of how prideful he was. And the focus now, he had distractions, right? Distraction. So the focus now was on himself and what can I have for me. He still loved the Lord, but he seems to have forgotten that what he had, what he was able to accumulate, it was because of the Lord. It was because of the favor that God showed him, had upon him. Even we think about ourselves and our dispositions, and are we prideful? I can remember a time when And there are times that I am prideful. I am. But there was a time I remember being very prideful, and even though I recognized it was from God, but there was a time I could call my financial planner and just ask for what I wanted, and I was able to get it. And I so caught up in pride, and I said, well, God, it all belongs to you, and I know everything belongs to you. I said, but you know, all I have to do is call my financial planner, and they give me what I want. So what we're talking about, distractions, we're talking about foolish pride, and it happens to the best of us. And King Hezekiah is one of our best examples because he was a man of integrity. He was a man of God, and he loved God, and he prayed, and when his nation was in trouble, they were going to be attacked by the Assyrians, and they were more powerful and more mighty than Judea. And he prayed, and God heard his cry. He said, don't you worry. He said, I will take care of you. And God did. He saved them from the Assyrians. And the other thing in which God wasn't pleased about was that when the Babylonians, when that group went to visit Hezekiah, and Babylon was also having problems with Assyria, Hezekiah thought, that's an opportunity that we can join our forces together to beat the Assyrians. And again, Hezekiah forgot about everything God did for him. And he told him, don't you worry about the Assyrians. I will take care of that for you. So we're talking about distractions. We're talking about the pride of life, the things that we see in our face. And we seem to forget about God and his promises that he said he will take care of us. Yes, there are some things that we are required to do. We are required to obey his commandments. Okay? Therefore, that gives us a better understanding of why we're saying that he was self-centered. He was self-centered. And like many of us, we become self-centered. We focus sometimes, or we're distracted sometimes because we may have a pretty decent job, able to take care of our families and buy those things that we needed and even the desires of our heart. And many of you get the opportunity. We know it's COVID and all of that, but have had the opportunity to take trips and do well by your children and help others. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be a blessing to others. But the thing that we have to remember is that everything belongs to him. And it's so easy to get distracted and we think about what we have and maybe it's because of me. Sometimes, you know, and sometimes we can think about attitudes too and maybe how we treat others and things that we may say that's not very positive, you know. So the bottom line is God want us to focus on him. Focus on him. And from another reading I was doing, it says that when Hezekiah said, at least there will be peace and truth in my days. So, yes, he put his nation up under the bus. So you know what? So let's think about ourselves as leaders, as parents, mothers, fathers, grandparents, okay? And let's think about our actions today. Let's think about the words that we say today, the things that we do. It matters. It does matter. There's a scripture that talks about we ought to leave an inheritance for our family, right? We ought to leave an inheritance for our family. So in order to leave an inheritance for our family, we need to be wise in our dealing, right? We may need to, instead of getting this or getting that, sometimes we take trips. Sometimes we may spend money that's not necessary, okay? The decisions that we make today, it not only affects us today, but it also affects us tomorrow. So in this lesson, again, it says that there is no doubt that Hezekiah started out as a godly king, and overall his reign was one of outstanding godliness. Yet his beginning was much better than the end. It says Hezekiah did not finish well. So when we talk about examining ourselves, let's look at ourselves and let's see, are we faithful? Are we faithful in our dealings with the Lord? Are we as faithful as we once was? We know that the pandemic has not allowed us in many cases to go into the house of worship, and therefore we worship from home. We're on the internet or we're on the phone line. And you know, being at home and on the internet, on the phone line, you know, if I was in my church, I wouldn't get up and go get a cup of coffee and then go sit back down for the word. You know, we sometimes in our houses, we get very comfortable and praise and worship. I don't know about you now. I'm just talking about me. My praise and worship many times was not the same. This is an opportunity for me to examine myself and to see how the lack of worship, the lack of praise. You know, God doesn't lack us with anything. That's a thought. That's just something to think about. And it says here, time and age doesn't necessarily make us any better. Let's think about that. Time or age doesn't necessarily make us any better. And this is coming from the Enduring Word Bible Commentary by David. Let me continue to read. It says, consider that time does nothing but pass away. We sometimes say, time will tell. Okay, time is passing away. Time will tell. If we want to use Hezekiah as an example, time will tell. Time will tell what? Time will tell. It also says, we like to say time will heal, or time will bring out the potential in me. So we have all these thoughts, right? But it says, but time will do nothing of the time will only come and go. It is only how we use time that matters. So how do we use our time that matters? It says, Hezekiah didn't make good use of the extra time the Lord gave him. And even though he was blessed, even though God blesses us, are we making good use of the time that the Lord is giving us? Well, so what can we do? So it's an individual thing. You have to think what you can do. I have to think what I can do, right? I have to think where I'm lacking. Can I increase my prayer time? Yes. Can I increase the time I meditate on the word? Yes. Okay. Do I need to examine my activities and see where my distractions are? I'm doing better now in time management than before. There's a routine. There's a schedule of things that I have to do. So the focus then is I have to make sure I stay focused and not allow the distractions. Okay, what can the distractions be? When the telephone rings, that's a distraction. Am I just going to sit there and talk? Or am I going to be pleasant, be respectful, and say, okay, I have to go. I got some things that I have a schedule here, and if I want to achieve these things, then I need to stay focused and do what I have to do. So that's for all of us. Another scripture talks about if we have a vision, if God has given you something to do, and we keep saying, oh, I'm going to get around to it. Oh, one day. So again, time is passing. Time will tell. Time will tell if we do those things God has given us or we don't do it or we don't do it fully, right? It's just like the Israelites. God promised them the promised land. And guess what? They did not obtain all of the promise of the land that God gave them. They didn't get it because of disbelief. So time will tell, all right? So God has given us a gift or talent. It says, or plan, it says, write it down. Make the vision plain. Okay? It says, now time will bring out the potential in me. That's if we do something. Time will bring out the potential in me. It will bring out the potential in you if we do something. Therefore, it is only how we use time that matters. Okay? Very important. It's very important that we know what our distractions are. Okay? If I talk on the phone too much, then I said, okay, I can't talk on the phone too much. Have a little plan. Have a strategy. If I just don't feel it, I just can't get started every day. Every day is a procrastination. Well, then that's something we got to go in prayer. God, I rebuke that spirit of procrastination. Okay? Help me, Lord, to get up, do what I have to do. If I stay up too late at night and I'm watching TV and so when I fall asleep, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and then when I get up the next day. That's if you retire, right? If you retire or if you have a late work schedule. But I sleep away half the day. We know most business, if you have to take care of a business, that has to be done by a certain time of the day. Business offices close up. Mm-hmm. So we have to structure our time. Yes, structure our time so we can get those things accomplished that we should. Okay? So what we say, what we do matters. What we say, the power of the tongue, it matters. It's blessings or curses, right? What we say matters. Our behavior matters. The way we raise or have raised our children or we're raising our grandchildren, it matters. We are a role model. It matters. All right? Then we need to speak well of our children and our grandchildren. We don't go around anybody who are listening. We got something negative to say about them. So now we're not speaking well of them. And if we're very negative in our speech, then it's almost we're prophesizing. We're prophesizing negativity about our kids. If what maybe they have done or what we have not been able to forgive them for, then that's something to take in prayer, to go before the Lord, right? Yeah. Okay? So it's up to us. It's up to us. Let's be good stewards of our time and let us be accountable for what we say and what we do. It's not just about us. It's about the family members that we love. It's about our grandchildren. It's about helping others. In Jesus' name, that's what it's about. Thank you. Let's close out in prayer. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to share your word today. The importance of what we say and what we do matters. So God, we thank you that we will pay more attention to our distractions and we will stay focused on our assignments that are pleasing in your sight. In your Son Jesus' name, and bless every listener of your word today. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. All right, y'all. Your destiny, your best. Host Arnetha Thomas, thank you for listening in and be blessed. You're going out and you're coming in, and we thank you for the power of Christ that lives in each and every one of you, that lives in each and every one of you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.